This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Long after California labeled Jaehee McMath brain dead and made her the owner of a death certificate, a noted neurologist, Professor Emeritus Dr. Alan Schumann, has declared under penalty of perjury that Jaehee McMath is not only alive, but now also awake. At stake, if you think like a civil attorney, are millions of dollars in damages that could be paid by the state of California and a children's hospital in Oakland. Yet, from a practical standpoint, bioethicists have pointed out this weakness in declaring people brain dead, that there is no way to give someone a new birth certificate after being issued a death certificate. The National Organization for 40 Days for Life shows in its Monday report that it knows of 86 children saved from abortion before this 40 Days campaign enters its third week. If you take part in this prayer vigil, you will likely learn more than you thought possible. Their website is 40days.com. This is Life News Radio.
After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME.
Respect Life Month got off to a roaring start with preachers at pulpits putting the life issue front and center in many churches, and Sunday's 2014 Life Chain saw hundreds of thousands of pro-life advocates taking the message to the streets that abortion hurts women. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.